it's exciting, and it's just such an amazing thing to be selected to the Legends. Part of it being, well, I'd say a lot of it being because I was born and raised here in Cleveland and went to St. Joe's High School on the east side, and just my dad, I remember my dad took me to a game against the Cowboys, I think it was like in 64 or 65, and I just remember standing behind one of the big posts, one of those big things you know, in the old stadium you couldn't see around. So, I just have, you know, family memories of me and dad at the games.
We came back, I think it was the reunion for the 54 and the 55 teams, would be about 10 years ago, she came back. That was her first exposure, so even since then, things have changed dramatically around here. It was a complete surprise, and I got the call, and I'm not too familiar with how I got here, but it certainly is a delightful affair. Oh, it was very pleasant. I hadn't seen Paul Wiggins in about 50 years. Jim Ray Smith, I saw in New York at a Hall of Fame there 10 years ago. It's good to see a lot of the other fellas I knew and hadn't seen for a good many years. Jim Vann's a good guy. I like to give him a hard time, but he's a good fellow. He's a good ball player. We enjoy it.
We knew each other not just as teammates, but as friends. We knew each other's families. I mean, you look around here when you see each other. I mean, it's wives, it's players, it's our wives, it's family members, and it's just something that made our connection at that time, I think, something seriously special. I came to work in the morning, and, you know, people usually dread going to work, or it's like, oh, another day at work. I couldn't wait. I mean, my friends were there. I mean, I was going to meet my friends, and we were going to go in the locker room, we were going to hang out in the training room, and then we're going to go beat the crap out of each other on the field, and not too bad, just enough.